Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see each of you here today.
Amen.
It's good to see those that we haven't seen. It's good to see Charlotte back with us. We've got a pretty day. Today's the third Sunday. The weather's supposed to be really nice for us this week. There's some things that we probably wish we had put off last week, done this week because of the weather, but we'll see about that. It's a good day to be here, and thank you for coming. Those that we need to remember in prayers, those that are on the list, we can read and look at those, and probably we need to do some phone calling if we haven't. I know I've let some down because of that. And check on them and see how they are doing, let them know that we're thinking about it. Robert had his surgery on Tuesday. And he's seeing better. He says the right eye is improving each day. He's wearing his glasses. That's only to read the little bitty stuff. Don't want to strain his eyes. We're glad that he's got that one over with. And do you have another one to go? Or are you just going to get checked?
Don't think so. I'll see the doctor on Tuesday, and we'll see more about what how the effect is now. I was 20/40, and now I'm 20/20, and I'm presuming not to on the left eye, but nevertheless, he'll check and see where it is.
If his right eye is doing real good, they'll move it over to the left side. So that way he can balance it out. I hope that's not the way it works.
Probably not.
But we're glad you're doing good there. Dale and Tina Adams, the last we heard from them, he was doing pretty good.
He's taking his chemo now, and that's kind of kicking him down.
Okay.
He goes back September the 14th.
September the 14th, then. Okay. And along with that, Hannah English, who is their daughter, is having problems with her pregnancy. She is far enough along with the baby until they could take the baby if necessary. But she's had some high blood pressure and other problems that are complicating this pregnancy, and they'd like for us to have a prayer for her too. Charlie Gooch, that's a brother Stephen Kelly, had a stroke on Thursday, was it? Okay, I did remember that from there up to here, I'm amazed. But they thought it was really, really serious, and any stroke is serious, but they said his speech is coming back and he can use his left arm, so he is improving from that. Let's keep Charlie in our prayers also. Kathy Taylor, she's doing better. She's up and down. She's got this and that, but she is doing better. We got her on the internet. That made her feel a lot better. So she's got a computer to play with now, and so she is improving. Those at Providence Place, and Katie Hitchley, Mr. and Mrs. Wesley Leathers, and Jimmy Mayer at DiversiCare. And that's about it. Paul Koff is 91 years old today.
Yes, he is.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Yeah. Amen.
So we're proud to see Paul today. The pantry items, you can look at those And probably we need to stock up pretty good, don't we, Robert?
Some of the items that we really do need are listed right there.
Okay.
And that becomes a necessary thing for most families that come to see us. We've not had as many people to come see us the last few months of time as we normally do. But we feel like that once this thing breaks a little bit, we're going to have an onslaught of people.
Okay.
So we want to be ready for it.
And even at that, if we don't need it locally, we will, we will be sending it to the orphan's home over in Arkansas. Yep.
They'll be coming by, for sure. They'll be coming by.
They'll make their fall run, I know. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. Today's the third Sunday. We will be having third Sunday and potless luck tonight.
No potluck tonight.
No potluck tonight, just the same. And I think that's it. Anybody have any other announcements that needs to be made? Let's open our service with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day and this time that we can gather together to worship you. Thanking you, Father, for all the blessings you've given us this past week and for the blessing that we have that we can be here because of our health. And we pray, Father, for those that have been mentioned here today that are sick, those that can't be here, Father, we pray that you restore them to their health, that they can be with us once again. Those, Father, that's had problems this week, that our friends and loved ones, we pray, Father, you watch over them and care for them.
Yeah.
Help them, Father, to be restored to their normal walks in this life. Father, help us now to worship you. May we do so with all our hearts and our minds. May we sing the songs of praises to thee and gather around this table this day and hear another blessed from your word. We pray, Father, that it will strengthen us and help us to be better citizens in our kingdom. Forgive us, Father, for we know that we fail you at times. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 It's good to see you this morning.
Amen.
Let's open our song books to number 276. 276. Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad,
number 485. 8:5. For those who can, let's stand. After this song, we'll be led in prayer by Brother Travis. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the love and compassion you have for us. And Father, we're grateful that we have the health that we do, that we can be here this morning. Again, Father, we pray for those who are sick and hurting at this time. Father, we pray that you be with them and comfort them and heal them if it be thy will. Father, we pray for this country. Father, we pray that this pandemic will be over soon. Father, we thank you for this not affecting us. Pray that you continue to watch over us and keep us safe. Father, we pray for our police officers, and they are under constant attack. Father, there's so many things that are evil in this country, and Father, we pray that you be with them and their families and keep them safe. Father, we thank you for your son. Father, we're grateful that he came and died for our sins. And Father, we do sin sometimes. Father, when we do, Father, pray that you'll forgive us for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated, please. Yes, in preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 167. 167. Why did the Savior heavenly and come to earth below, where men his grace would not receive, because he loved me so? He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself.
himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Why did the Savior mark the way, and why temptation know? Why teach and toil and plead and pray, because he loves me so? He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Why feel the garden's dreadful frost? Why through his trials go? Why suffer death upon the cross? Because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so.
We'll be reading this morning from 1 Corinthians, the instructions of our Lord on that great and faithful day. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
The emphasis that Jesus gave to the bread is representative of his body. And the other verses of the New Testament tell us that in his body he bore our sins. As a result of that, we partake of this today in remembrance of what he has done for us. Let us pray together. Father in heaven, we're thankful for thy loaf, which reminds us of the body of Jesus and how it hanged upon the cross because of the nails in his hands that were more nails in his flesh because of our sins. And we thank him for our forgiveness. And for us partaking of this now in remembrance of him.
Good morning, sir.
Kind Father in heaven, we thank thee for the complete sacrifice that Jesus gave for us. The idea of setting forth the idea that that would not stop the resurrection from taking place. For he's living again, and us remembering him as he shed his blood on behalf of us and the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you for this little vine which reminds us of that fact. In Jesus' name. As we now complete the Lord's Supper itself, we have opportunity to give back to the Lord's work here as well as other places of the world that this congregation supports in a mighty way. We're getting letters all the time as to what they're trying to do to prevent extra costs to their systems and to save as much as they can. Of course, we're doing the same thing as we give now
as we've been prospering. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity we have and the needs of time to give as we have been prospered. And as that result, help us to give with a cheerful heart today in Jesus' name.
We have 21 present this morning. Today is August 16th, 2020, for taking purposes. At this time, if you would, let's mark our song books at number 718. 718 will be our song of invitation after our lesson this morning. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 286. 286. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth over everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love, from all harm safe, finish sheltering on. I'm living by faith, and feel no alarm. Though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of light,
came to represent the spiritual ways of God. People misunderstood that, however, because they'd been so long thinking that when the Messiah came, he would make for them a kingdom that would banish the Romans from their presence and be a physical kingdom. As a result, his disciples had that idea in mind, and many other people around him had that idea in mind. And as a result, Jesus was steadily teaching them about the spiritual demeanor of God and the spiritual demeanor that the Lord wanted them to have. What's the difference? Well, what you have is the difference between something that's not going to last, the flesh, and something that will last for eternity, the all time. In John chapter 5, commencing in verse 31, Jesus has a vivid conversation with those at that day and time who were to be his faithful disciples. John 5, beginning 31 or 30. I can mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek out mine own, not mine own will, but the will of the Father that sent me. For if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. For I receive not testimony from man. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I said that ye might be saved. He was a burning and shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. That is, when John came and talked as he talked, they rejoiced with the idea about it. But I have a greater vision than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me. For the Father hath sent me, and the Father himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape, and ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye shall receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For ye have believed Moses. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Moses was telling about the coming of the Christ. He was telling about the Messiah to come. Deuteronomy chapter 18, Moses will say regarding that one that will come, that people should listen to and heed to, or they will be cut off by God and cut off forever. It is a good thing to note the spiritual nature of Moses' work as well as the physical development that came about. As the Israelites followed him and went away from Egypt into a land of promise and saw the various things that God had done there in the land of promise, the land of fruits and nuts and so forth and so on, that they would have, the one of milk and plenty, they would find themselves thinking only of the physical side of life. Our Lord Jesus made this statement in Mark chapter 9, verse 23. If ye believe, all these things that you have asked for will be given unto you. Now, when we believe as we should, do we see the physical thing because we believe just the physical thing? And that's what we have. Read further in this regard and you see that the Lord wanted us to see his way, his teaching, his will, the spiritual will within our hearts and our lives. That which is eternal that we believe, that which is eternal that we practice, that which is eternal that we want. In our lives, we pray for people that are in times of sickness and illness, and we pray for them very vividly. But we talk about this from the standpoint, will that body be the thing that is delivered eternally? Will that be the thing that really is what the Lord wanted us to do? Or did the Lord want us to pray for people that they would see him and see beyond this earthly life and see him in his relationship with them and with us? As a result, we pray for God's blessing to be with us and with our lives. And we pray for others to be blessed of God. Because the idea is to pray in such a way that we will find ourselves an answer from eternity itself. In Hebrews chapter 11, beginning verse 1, it is noted that faith is that which is appointed of God. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen, he says. Notice in this regard, he says that faith is a description of the things we hope for and the things we do not see. If we're maintaining a faith in God, a faith as we pray, a faith as we actually serve, then we'll find a great blessing of God. He goes on in Hebrews chapter 11 to talk about that kind of faith that people need to have and they need to work with as they do in life. Notice what he says further in this regard. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, and that things were seen were made, not made of things that do appear. They were made from things that he spoke into existence. He said that is the case for this word. The idea of this week in the way of life, for life is true and accurate, is a way of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But the idea of evidence being there, we actually believe that this is what God's word says about the activities. And he names a number of people and circumstances who were blessed by the spiritual walk that they did with God. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, and God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. As we find ourselves doing what the Lord has said, we find ourselves, if we do that by faith, pleasing God. James says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. What James say about ye that lack wisdom, ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, upbraideth not. But he does give that kind of faith in our lives, that kind of wisdom that we need to have. Wisdom that will cause us to make a change when we see danger up ahead. That's what Solomon wrote back there, Proverbs 27 and verse 12. He said that the first person who's prudent man, a wise man, will find an answer away from that which is danger in front of him. If he sees that danger up ahead, he will guard himself. He'll hide himself. He'll get in the cleft of the rock which shields him and protects him from the hurt without. So it is that in life we see Enoch doing that same thing. He says in verse 6 of Hebrews 11, But without faith, I'm changing the thought here, he says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We need to be people in seeking God's will and doing his will in our lives, to be people who really have that spiritual walk and that spiritual look at God. The spiritual look is taught to us in the Bible again and again. Jesus said, unless you confess me before men, I will deny you before men. I'll deny you before God, who's a Father in heaven. When we find ourselves confessing the Lord before men, we'll find that the Lord wants us to confess before heaven itself. He wants that spiritual walk to be in our lives, Matthew 10 and 32. In Luke 13 at verse 3, he said, I tell you, nay, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. As they were looking at that tower and the fact that it fell upon these people and crushed them, they were perhaps greater sinners than others. Jesus said, I tell you, no, that's not the case for you to look at, unless you are a person who looks at God through the eye of faith. As you repent, you will perish. The idea of looking at God in baptism is explained by Jesus in Mark 16, 15 and 16. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not will be condemned. Notice there that he says this in regard to how important that faith is. And it matches up what we read back there in Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That faith that is held in the time of one's baptism into Christ is an idea of faith within one's heart, the concept of believing in him. Thus, he said that in that regard. He wants us to believe and to be baptized. He shall be saved. If you believe not, he will be condemned. Well, there's nothing that will please God if we do not believe. Hebrews 11:6. And so it is noted in Mark 16:15-16. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not will be condemned. The idea of hope and help that we have is much like what we read here in Hebrews 11, beginning at verse number 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. He believed that God told him the truth, that there was a great flood that was coming, that he needed to have this prepared as God told him, and he needed to enter in when God told him, and he needed to stay as long as God told him to stay. That's what he needed to be and needed to do. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing which way he went. But by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange land, including in the tabernacles of Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city that had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. What was he looking for, really? He was looking at a deeper walk than where God was going to show him to go and live here on this earth. He was looking for that home that God had prepared for him beyond the skies, that home that is eternal, whose builder and maker is God. It is noted regarding his wife Sarah in Hebrews 11, verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country whose builder and maker is God. The idea of looking forward to that time and that way is a heavenly. He says in verse 16, but now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, that he received the promises, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, according that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Abraham was told to go and offer Isaac on a sacrifice unto the Lord. He did not hesitate. He did what God said do. When the young man asked him where was the sacrifice, he said God will provide. And upon that altar ready to sacrifice him, it was the case that God the Father said, now I know that thou believest in me and will not hold back anything that I have asked you to do. Thus he was willing to give Isaac. Even from the dead, he reasoned that idea. He said, if I take him in sacrifice now, this God is so great and so powerful that he will call him back from the dust of the ground. To promise, to carry out this promise, sad it was to say that once this was done in his spiritual walk with God, those who followed from the seed of Isaac, from the time in which all of the Jewish people were walking around in the day of Jesus, they were looking at it as though this was the fulfillment completely of the promise. They did not see that there was a greater spiritual cause. And when Jesus came to this earth and said, "I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly," they began to criticize him and note to him that, "You're not yet 50 years old. How do you say this about this?" And Jesus pointed to them, "Before this was, I am." He came as the Eternal One to offer himself, bearing our sins in his own body upon the cross, fully sacrificing himself completely with his blood. And thus he told us to confess our faith in him, to be people who are repenting of sin, to be people who are baptized into him, because spiritually speaking, we are right with God when we do what his will has told us to do. And only then. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation today, as we stand together and sing this song of encouragement, would you come to the as we stand and sing? Patiently drawing near, in trust without demanding, whose is the voice I hear? Sweetly the tones are falling. Open the door for me, if thou wilt heed my song. The heart is the heart door of the heart. And as a result of opening our door, he can come in and abide with us. God bless you all. Look forward to seeing you tonight if we can at 6. God bless.
Let's turn to number 255.
Upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Love, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come to you again thanking you for the many blessings of this life that you have given us, but we need so many to stay in heaven. We thank you so very much for the love that you have for us and bringing your Son. We ask you to bless us now.
will bless them that only you can, that you will give the leaders of this country and of all countries the wisdom and the knowledge to know how to overcome troubles of the enemy in this day and time. Forgive us of our many sins and go with us and be with us.